You know who that was. I don't need to tell you, do I? It's Nickelback, of course. Really distinct sound of Nickelback, whether you like them or not. It was Someday. And today is the day. Today is World Distance Dating Day. We're observing those who choose to navigate love across the seas, across space and time. And hey, maybe that's you. Maybe you have been in a relationship for a while, and maybe that is something that's becoming a consideration with somebody that you love right now. But what does it take to navigate distance dating? And hey, how can you prepare yourself? I have a recent expert through self-experience, and I don't think this was ever the plan, but CLG the Great, back in studio with us today, Carla Louise Gailey. If you don't know her, gosh, I don't know where you're living, because like, are you famous?
No, I'm not.
Why can I not hear you? Give me a second over here. Carla says no.
Yo.
Carla says no. No, she's not famous, but...
No, I am not famous.
Famous-ish.
No, not famous, hopefully for the right reason.
No, no famous, not infamous. Definitely a little bit famous, but I don't think Belito famous counts. When I first started working on the radio, people were like, okay, so like you're a celebrity now. I was like, please don't call me that.
No, please don't call me that. Please. I feel like I get this all the time, and I'm just like, what am I a celebrity for? Drinking mimosas and espresso martinis with Alchemy, shout out.
No.
Leah, thanks for having me.
Carla, thank you for coming in and being willing to chat on this subject and share some of your personal and dating life. I know it's not always easy to unpack topic like this. And I mean, like we said, yeah, this was never the plan.
No, it was never the plan.
For you and your Carlo. Carlo and Carla, yes, that's a thing.
It's so funny. It's so outrageous, actually. Everyone thinks they think that we planned that, but we totally did not plan that. How do you plan that?
You guys didn't plan a single thing. I mean, from what I understand, you guys knew each other for 3 weeks before he was moving off to Oz.
Yeah, going back to Oz. Yeah, so he was here on a holiday for 3 weeks, but he was only supposed to be in Durban for a couple of days, and I ended up meeting him on like one of his last days in Durban. And we just connected, and yeah, after 24 hours, we were like, cool, we're never going to see each other again, that's it. And it was such a hard pill for me to swallow, because I just met this incredible person, mm-hmm. and I connected with them, and then all of a sudden, he was leaving, and he was going off to golf tour with his friends, and he had no intention of coming back to Durban before, you know, returning back to Oz. And then after a couple of days of him being in on golf tour, he was like, I have to come back. Like, I have to come back to Durban.
Something there.
I need to see you. And, yeah, he extended his trip and flew back to Durban and spent like a week with me and, you know, just sort of like dove straight into this, this sort of like a whirlwind romance.
Yes.
If you want to call it that. And it was kind of like crazy for both of us because neither of us planned to meet each other. It just happened by chance in a cafe. You know, proper movie scene moment.
Oh my gosh.
Always been dreaming of one of those. And we just connected, and then, you know, off he was back to Oz, and that was 5 months ago.
And because, look, this is not a e-entertainment special over here. We're not just talking dating for the sake of talking dating.
No.
It's something that happens all the time. You meet people, and although with relationships, there are never any guarantees. How do you know whether that relationship is worth taking a chance on and doing the long distance? Because it's hard.
No, it's
hard work.
No, it is hard work. I guess, you know, you have to be pretty certain within yourself that you are ready to take on a relationship in the first place. So if you've, you know, been in relationships in the past and you feel like you haven't healed from them, and, you know, your potential partner also hasn't healed from them, then I don't think you're kind of ready for a relationship. But I think both of us were in the space where we were maybe ready to take on this relationship, and it's not really a conventional relationship where you get to see each other every other day and, you know, get to go for coffees together.
To build that foundation.
And I think, you know, we only had a very limited amount of time to build that foundation. So we sort of fast-tracked a lot. We spoke until all hours of the night. I think for a solid week, neither of us slept for all of that time, just because we're like, we've got so much to learn about each other to really decipher whether we're actually really interested in each other, if we think that we could potentially trust each other. You know, the trust is earned, you know, and so is respect. And I think after a good 3 weeks of knowing each other, we kind of built a somewhat sturdy foundation of trust and respect and understanding that has allowed us to build on
yeah.
and follow through with for the last 5 months. I mean, we've been apart for 5 months now, as of like 2 days ago.
And that's as long as you've been dating, pretty
that's
much.
That's pretty much, exactly. And, you know, I guess you kind of get a good idea of what the person is like if you can trust them. Yes, it does require a lot of sort of, you know, openness and honesty and transparency. And that's what we had to start with. It's just being fully honest about where we were, what our situations were like, and how to move forward.
So what I can assume, I've never been in a long-distance relationship. I don't...
Lucky
I honestly, no, I honestly have said, I don't think I could be an army wife. I really don't. I know myself well enough to know what I need, and I don't think that I am the kind of person who is unselfish enough.
Yeah.
But what I can decipher from understanding your long-term relationship or long-distance relationship, rather.
In short-term.
I mean, you need to have a really strong commitment on both sides.
Yeah,
I don't think it can work if one person has a hesitation or a doubt. It needs to be agreed upon. There's some discipline that comes with that as well.
So much discipline. And I think commitment does come later. I mean, it's hard. I mean, a lot of people sort of see each other or like loosely date for months and months and months before they actually decide to commit. But because we had such a short amount of time, I had doubts. You know, we both had doubts in the beginning.
Course.
I'm sure. I mean, we openly spoke about it. And I had doubts. I was like, this guy's going to get back on a plane and he's never going to speak to me again. He's going to go back to his life and Oz, his job, his family, you know, everything. And then I'm never going to speak to him again. Yeah. So I had those fears that were, you know, there from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had to trust that our connection was solid enough to last us through the next hurdle. And I think it was just about taking day by day, like taking every day as it comes and just trying. You know, there's no harm in trying. If it didn't work out, we were both okay with the idea of it potentially not working out. I mean, nothing is guaranteed.
I couldn't agree more. Nothing is guaranteed. And, I mean, a relationship is such a personal thing. Each and every relationship will look different. It will be individual. You'll have your own challenges. You are two unique human beings committing to one another.
Mm.
But if you could give, it's hard to give generalized advice on a topic like this. But what would you say to somebody listening on the other side of the line right now who is maybe navigating a long-term or long-distance relationship? Damn it. Long-term and long-distance.
Yeah.
Hey,
they're
not mutually exclusive.
All shapes and sizes. I think if I could give, you know, one thing, I mean, I've been in many long distance relationships and, you know, they haven't worked out, but this one just feels different. It really does feel different, and I think it requires many things, but number one, like the foundational, like number one rule is communication.
Right.
And I know that's difficult. I mean, everyone says communication, but like it is really just the fundamental number one rule of any relationship.
For any relationship,
whether
yeah.
you are short distance, long distance, long term, short term, whatever it is. It's communication and finding a good way of being able to communicate. So with Carlo and I, we have an 8-hour time difference.
Yeah.
And we only have a very small window every day.
Yeah.
Where we can, not even every day. And we don't get to speak on FaceTime every single day. I mean, that's life. Like, he has, you know, family and friends and work and hobbies and, you know, rest that he also needs to do as well, or nurture. And it's about finding, you know, good quality moments of time to be able to communicate and not just sit and rant and rave about each other's bad days, but it's talking about, you know, what were the good things about their days? What are the good things about their lives? And what are they looking forward to? And what are their hopes and dreams and values? And it's communicating about everything.
Yeah.
And not having those moments of, you know, like being, you have to be fully present.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be fully present. Like, my friends know that, you know, at a certain time of the day, like, I am switched off from everyone else or anything else, and I need to focus on like a good hour or half an hour if I'm lucky.
Connecting.
You know, just connecting and talking and, you know, speaking about the future or speaking about the now. So I guess communication is definitely number one. And then,
and I think that's, sorry to interrupt,
no.
but I think that's generic advice as well for any relationship. It's, yes, a long distance relationship could stretch you to be these things, but you should be being these things for yourself, for the people
100%.
That you are in relationships with now, your kids, your parents, your, I mean, this is some golden stuff that we know, but perhaps a long distance relationship just makes that a little bit more obvious. It's an opportunity to really, it's an opportunity for self-expansion.
100%. Self-expansion, self-development. I mean, the last 5 months I have definitely grown in leaps and bounds within my own you know, personal life, but also the way I see relationships and the way I value time and value, you know, quality time. And I mean, my love languages are so simple: quality time, words of affirmation, and physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of those I don't get to have. Yeah. I don't get to like walk down the prom and hold my boyfriend's hand
and
or
give him a hug.
I give him a hug. Like all these things are virtual. Like I have to see him virtually and connect with him virtually. And I think we're so lucky with technology and FaceTime and Facebook and you know Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, and you know being able to share our lives virtually. But it's not the same. It isn't the same. But it's, you know, it's just really understanding each other. You know, first and foremost, and I think when you build a really good emotional and intellectual relationship, you know, the physical side of your relationship of spending time physically, you know, that is just so important. And then you learn to appreciate that when you get to have that moment with them.
I absolutely love the direction that this conversation is going. Yeah. And we do need to take a quick musical break. And again, I did not schedule this song as it's coming up. But hey, have a listen to this one. It's Boys to Men.